At the moment, race 8 is clear, and race 9, 3 Cracko, 7 Textiles, and 16 All My Angels, 3, 7, and 16. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. The report there is overcast and a dead 4, the penetrometer 5.4. The current scratchings, race 1, number 7, the Kununurra Kid, number 7. Race 2, number 1, Rivers Lane, number 1. Race 3, 7, Carmen Over Baby, number 7. Race 4, number 2, Malaluka, number 2. Race 5, 5 Phantom Brew and 10 Orion, 5 and 10. Race 6, number 3, De Heros. 6, De Beers On Us and 9, Island Beach, 3, 6 and 9. Race 7, number 8, Meadow Gym, number 8. And at the moment, race 8, take out 6, Memorable Moment, 12, Dreamtime Baby, 13, A Deer, and the emergency number 17. 6, 12, 13, and 17. Dead 4, overcast for Morfordville Parks. It's a minute after 8.
An enormous guaranteed pool has landed. Today, there's a guaranteed $100,000 first fall pool on the last at Royal Randwick. Plus, there's a $20,000 quaddie jackpot on Saturday night's Cordina Sprint Meeting at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. So get your mates together and have a crack at a first four at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Saturday Tab Racing is at Armidale this weekend. White Ribbon Race Day will feature plenty of family fun, including a live band. With 50% of the gate proceeds to the White Ribbon Foundation, one of the week's best bets just has to be racing at Armidale today.
Spoil your family this Christmas at Harvey Norman with a huge range of gift ideas for everyone you love. Take our Christmas payment option and pay no deposit, zero interest and no payments until May 2015. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $250. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in store or online. Something for the family or for your home. Make Christmas shopping a breeze with this great payment option available now at Harvey Norman.
How would you like to be in a gun-slinging fight with the one to follow, boys? 6 tips for 5 winners and a second, and a 280% return last week. Wow, it's just like the gold rush in the Old West with these guys. Get their Super 6 now for just $10. Go to super6.com.au. It's that easy. Start winning today. Get their Super 6 by going to super6.com.au. One to follow. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
Bringing you all the excitement of the Spring Carnival, this is Racing HQ Saturday.
And with Ron Duppacy and Mike Fraser with us at 8:04, so too is the chairman of Racing New South Wales Stewards, Ray Murray. Morning, Ray.
Hi, Andrew. Duff, Mike, how are you?
G'day, Ray.
You'd be thankful that at least in Sydney and surrounds here, it's a bit cooler. It's still a bit warm out west, but a bit cooler than yesterday.
Yeah, look, we've been on eggshells, Andrew. The boys went along sensibly yesterday. Just one horse a bit distressed, showing some signs of heat distress in the last, which was very late in the day, but Hawkesbury, but... We skied the towel at Walgett. It was going to be 44. It was, you know, futile to start in those conditions. So, yeah, it's unseasonable, but it's not ideal.
The track, of course, today, there's been a fair bit of discussion on the Kensington track, Ray. Have you been out this morning or in recent days?
Yeah, I was there this morning. We galloped a couple of horses. I can't get buoyed with a great deal of confidence. There might be some marginal improvement. It's quite the surface itself is quite firm. I think they'll run times, but in areas they were chopping into it, which has been the problem. It doesn't hold together, and I guess we've got to understand that's not going to resolve overnight. But you know, I'd have been happier to see them right on top of it this morning, which wasn't the case.
They watered earlier in the week from what Nevesh has said, and Mike's been out the last couple of mornings. I'm not too sure whether you heard what Mike said earlier, but watering earlier in the week, has that helped?
Well, look, I think they're entitled to try something different. It'd help if the grass would grow.
Yeah.
Like the village green grass, you know, as I said, there's some marginal improvement there, but you'd think in the third week in November, it'd be flourishing. It's the grass cover that's not holding it together. I don't think it's because there's too much moisture underneath.
Anything for Ray, guys?
No, I'm happy to...
Happy with that?
Listening closely to all that.
Yep. I think we can expect some kickback, Ray. It's just how severe it is when all of the fields get on there.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think it'll be as bad as the last one, nor would it want to be.
No, I understand. All right, what have you got for us there?
There's a few there that might be a bit of help, Andrew, taking you through to race four, and a couple of your guests covered some of these, but Cyclone... Cathy O'Hara rode it at Randwick on the 8th of November, and it hardly took part. It was held up in the early part of the straight, and then we gave her a bit of a reminder. She clocked off close to the line. It was beaten 3 by 0.6, but really didn't get much of a crack at them at all. Federal was a pretty good effort at Warwick Farm on the 12th of November. It got back in the field. It actually got crowded at the start. I think we would expect to see it race further forward. And only beaten a long neck by Richard the First there. It got home pretty well, Andrew.
Yeah.
Take you over to race six, Sparge and Charge, got a mention this morning. It hung out and it was in restricted ground, but was also inclined to hang out. We put a warning on it, significant rider change there from an apprentice to James McDonald. Take you through to race seven. Drago got itself into an odd or an awkward position and got held up first up, back fifth on the rails, got beaten 2.8 by Nostalgic, but really didn't get much of a crack at him in the latter part of the straight until the latter part of the straight, the last 100 metres. Gods in Him was a pretty handy run at Randwick on the 8th of November behind Enormous Honour. It was slow away and then held up for clear running till passing the 200. Really didn't get a split until about the 150. Got well back. Got the split and ran on beaten 1.7. And I heard Bjorn Baker talk of Bibiro in race 8. Really didn't, the rider wasn't able to test it. It just got behind a line of horses in the straight and ran last, beaten 3.8. But wasn't fully tested at any stage, Andrew.
Righto, Bibiro there in the last. Well, enjoy it out there. Let's hope the track doesn't throw up too many hassles for you. Thanks a lot, Ray.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ray Murray, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. It's Surf Life Saving Day, presented by Sedgenhoe, a new 5-year partnership between the Australian Turf Club, Surf Life Saving and Sedgenhoe. So you'll be hearing a lot about this day over the next 5 years to start with. And I reckon he's a good old surfer himself. Glenn Munsey is in Melbourne about to head to Perth from tab.com.au. Morning, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Good morning, Michael. Yeah, you want to be part of this Odyssey, boys. You'd never ever do it again.
Yeah, so you're in Melbourne. You were there for the greyhounds, and you're off to Perth today for the Winterbottom and the railway over there, a part of Sky Racing World's coverage.
Yeah, and straight back on the red eye tonight, Andrew, to go to Tabcorp Park at Menangle tomorrow morning to be there for the barrier draw of the Miracle Mile, which is conducted next
When you had the holiday
night.
For 6 weeks earlier on in the year, this is the reason why,
Andrew, that was July 2013.
All these velocity points you got, you'll be able to have a first-class trip overseas. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it's you'd good to rack them up in economy when you're travelling on the plane for 5 hours at a time.
That's okay.
Go to Burke.
If anyone would know, it'd be Duff. He's got enough points to go all around the world. Anyway. Anyway, at 8:10, aware that you've got to be on a plane, let's punch into these, mate. The first race on the Kensington track at 1:15.
Yes, and Andrew, the first is exactly that, race number one, where we've got Dominus here at $18, Aspen Star at $21, Billy Big Brown at $9, Brother Wind at $51. Now, Grand Cross came out Thursday, I think you'll find. 16 cents to win and nothing the place, but it came out pretty early. Italy favourite, 260. A GNC, 380. Bella Uno at 26. Chloe's Comet, 12. Den Per, $4.60. Not a Cherry is a $21 chance. Best supported runner here by far is Den Purr. It went up $12, but that was with Grand Cross in the race as a $4.40 chance, but it has been steadily supported since then. Best back to beat it, the other two picks here, Italy and GNC. The three favourites dominate what we've done so far.
Speed in the race, well, Dominus goes forward. Aspen Star's got a bit of speed. GNC, in the two trials it's had, it's been sort of half-jagged. I think they're the ones that will go forward. Then you've got Billy Big Brown's got a bit of speed. And, of course, this other one down the bottom, Denpur's got a bit of speed. So with these two-year-olds, it's nothing's really cut and dry, but they're the ones I had sort of going forward to sort something out.
Yeah, look, I didn't know what to think of the speed of the race. I obviously, Dominus, you would say, on face value, but the gear changes has me a little worried with their blinkers off as far as the tempo is concerned. That means maybe they're going to try and settle him a little bit. I had AGNC and typical Gay Waterhouse drive up from Barrier to Chloe's Comet, but and listening to John Italy just behind. Tricky race. I think it's an improver, Denpur. She's a filly that did everything right in the trial. She looked a real little professional. She worked home. Not under full steam. Any luck from Barrier 9? I think she's in the finish here. Lean her way. AGNC, two trials. Behind Italy at the first trial, but the second trial she jumped out of the ground there and looked very sharp, winning in solid time. I've got her as the danger. Look, Italy, with race experience on her side now, has to be included here. And best of the rest is number 9, Chloe's Comet. I'm 10, 7, 6 and 9 with no confidence whatsoever.
Oh, I'm a little bit confident about this at GNC, this Beneteau filly with the Clary Connors Yard. I've liked both the trials. The first trial was given a pretty easy trial behind Italy and then produced again. She ran good time at Warwick Farm. Seemed to have a bit of flair about her, this filly. I quite like her. I think she's got an excellent chance. I've gone for a couple of roughies here. This Bella Uno from Jason Coyle's yard, this filly, has only had the one trial but was not allowed to see daylight in it. I thought it was showing plenty of promise, had plenty to offer. I thought it's one that could run a race at a bit of a price. For Brother Wind, another one that was, you know, locked away in its trial, didn't see the light of day, showed to me it had something in reserve. And the other one was Billy Big Brown. It has had the two trials. It's won them both. Won a Hawkesbury trial recently, and I think it's also got some ability. I'm not convinced with Italy. I wasn't fussed on its trials pre its race debut, and I didn't think its race debut performance was, you know, a real eye-catcher. So at the price on offer, I'm prepared to sidestep it. And Denpur, I concede, it did trial quite nicely, but I just thought these other ones represented a bit of value. I'm quite keen on the 7 to beat 8, 4 and 3.
And for Matt Hill for Sky Sports Radio, he likes 10 Depur to beat 6, 9 and 3. 10, 6, 9 and 3 in the first. Race 2 is a staying race here, Glenn.
Yes, it is, Andrew. Race 2, reigning at $9.50. Saigon T, $2.50. Surpass at 17. Lucky, lucky, lucky at 7. Blazing Dragon, 14. Majestic Beast at 4.80. And Terai, a $4.20 chance. Well, probably the best supported runner here, dollar-wise, is Saigon T. It's been 280 into 250, and also money for Terai, the bottom one, 460 to 420, back from Melbourne.
Well, there's no speed in the race here. Majestic Beast in this small field just leads unopposed, and it's a matter of, you know, finding who's going to settle second and third. I thought Saigon T in this smaller field wouldn't get as far back as it did at Flemington the other day. And maybe Blazing Dragon from a good draw, they could drop in somewhere. I mean, Raining likes to find its feet. Lucky, Lucky, Lucky likes to find its feet, and so do the others. So I think this will have a pretty soft lead in front, number 6, Ron.
Yeah, but in saying that, he likes to roll. He likes to roll along. I can't see him stacking up. I think, you know, he could lead this by a few lengths. And, yeah, who's going to be coaxed into chasing? Well, I had maybe Lucky, Lucky, Lucky. I didn't know what to think about the chases because I couldn't find one. On paper, it looks a two-horse race to me, 2 and 7, 7 and 2. I'm leaning with reservations to Saigon T. Her past few runs have been very good for this. She's had 10 starts on a good track and yet to win. That is a concern. She has raced well on this track before. That's a positive. And, look, I just think fourth up, 2,400, probably perfect for him. Just give her the nod. Over Terai, who has looked a 2,400-metre horse in the past two runs, and her two runs in Victoria over the Carnival, I think, are excellent for a race like this after winning at Warwick Farm. She represents the danger of the other six, Majestic Beast. Well, hasn't he turned his form around? And one of these wins on the Kensington track, I must say, by four lengths. Bold front-running horse who gets all the favours here today. And number one, Reigning. Just on a quick backup at 2,400 with McDonald on board, I think he could do something to turn his form around. 2, 7, 6, and 1, but very guarded, as I am with the whole meeting today.
Yeah, they do look the two, don't they? The 2 and the 7, 7 and 2. I've gone the other way. I've gone with Terra, or Terai, I should say. Ran on well, went at 1 second up at Warwick Farm off an unsuitable tempo. Still got over the top of them to dead heat. Then had a tough run at Moonee Valley. I thought the run at Flemington was terrific. It was sort of that day was where you had to be sort of toward the inside and was good to be up on the speed. This horse was back, covered plenty of ground the last half of the race, and I thought it did a terrific job. That was in a Group 2 mares race, and gets up here, the fifth run back at 2,400. It certainly, you know, to me, looks really well placed. I like it to beat Saigon T. It's another that raced well over the Carnival, as Ronnie said. It raced on the Thursday, on Oaks Day, in a restricted race there. It also had a pretty tough run from about the 900. It was forced to, you know, cover a fair bit of ground, got to the line nicely to just miss. This is a little bit stronger, but it's form prior, this little episode of runs it's had here, was a winner at 2,400, and as Ronnie said, it has got Kenzo form. 7 to beat 2, 1 Reigning. Look, if he was 4th up, it's 1,900 or 2,000. You'd want to jump on him because he won 4th up last prep. Just that slight issue about him going to 2,400 4th up, but he's thereabouts. And number 5, Blazing Dragon, I'm going to put it in. It's much better at Warwick Farm. It's never won it on the Kenzo track. But in this small field, something's got to run third or fourth. 7, 2, 1, 5.
And for Matt Hill, it's number 6, Majestic Beast, to be 2, 7, and 1. 6, 2, 7, and 1 in race 2. It's 18 after 8, your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Hi, punters. James Cummings here. Homeofracing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news. Straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
Reports from respected journalist Craig Young, spring carnival updates, breeding news and Asian racing makes this website a must.
This carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
Homeofracing.com.au.
Saturday Tab Racing is at Ballina this weekend. Good cheer will be in abundance during Ballina's Christmas Parties Race Day, featuring the Movember Cup. Have a punt home and away, with the first local race just after 1, at Ballina today.
How would you like to be in a gunslinging fight with the One to Follow boys? 6 tips for 5 winners and a second, and 280% return. Wow, it's just like the gold rush in the Old West with these guys. Get their Super 6 now for just $10. Go to super6.com.au. It's that easy. Go to super6.com.au and start winning today. One to Follow. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
If you're renovating or building a new home over the summer, take a closer look at your design. Visually, the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home will be the windows and doors. You look through them every day, so make sure you don't look past them. Your windows and doors are critical to the light, airflow, cooling and heating of your home. Wide-line windows and doors have been making aluminium and timber windows and doors for over 40 years. Make sure you take a closer look. Now, their showrooms are in Parramatta, Tuggera, and Wideline's brand new showroom is in Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by a Tab Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local Tab or at tab.com.au.
And we're previewing the program on the Kensington track with Ron Duffacy and Mike Fraser. And we're up to race number 3 with Glenn Munsey. What about this one? A field of 7 now, Glenn.
Yes, well, we've got Crooked Stick as a $4 chance. First class ticket at 11, made to order, $5.50. She's a Girl, $6.50. Casino Dancer at 18. Peace Force, the favourite, $2.70. Vergara came out this morning, 8 cents to win nothing. The Place. And Sensualism is an $8 chance. Fairly quiet the business here. $76 separates Made to Order, the most popular runner, and the second most popular runner, She's a Girl. Then we go to Peace Force and Crooked Stick, but they haven't been beating down the doors to bet in this race.
With the scratching of number seven, a bit of the speed's come out. Ronnie, did Gerald Ryan say he was going to ride Peace Force a bit quieter?
I think he just said just on him, obviously.
Okay, yeah. I've got it going forward with the bottom on Sensualism and She's a Girl. They're the three I've got taking it up. First class ticket, if it comes away cleanly, can, you know, come across and maybe drop behind them, but that's how I saw it.
Yeah, I had first class ticket crossing today, and from the because of the outside barrier, gives her a chance to balance up if she does. She wants to. She's got that controlling position from out wide, and obviously up to 15:50 today, and maybe crossing Peace Force or sitting outside. A little bit dirty on the scratching here. I wanted to back first class ticket each way. I thought she was a good gamble each way today. Really not one of mine, and she's had a heap of runs without winning this preparation, but I thought she stuck on okay at Randwick last time when she was, you know, first up for, a little between runs for a little while. I think she's well graded here. Not that I'm a big fan of following weight. She does meet Peace Force 3.5 kilos better here today for that last run. And I just think that may help her stepping up to 15:50 in a controlling position here today may see an improved run from her. Lean her way to beat the favourite, 6 Peace Force, who's been pretty good this preparation and does map well again. No claim this week, and does go up 5.5 kilos, which we mentioned earlier. But look, it's a 56 minimum, as Gerald said. Sensualism number 8. She's another one that I think can improve. She was first up after 56 days last time and stuck on. I think she's an honest type, and interesting that Collett sticks here. Collett has won on Crooked Stick at her past two runs, and he did win on Vergara, who scratched here last time, and I see he sticks with Sensualism here, who he's ridden more or less at a past five. So he got off two winners to stick with her, and best of the rest is She's a Girl. Much improved run last week, backs up quickly and only has to reproduce. I like two at the odds from 6, 8 and 4.
Yeah, it's a good little race this. I've got one on my list here, Made to Order, number 3. You didn't give it a mention, but it's had two runs from a 45-day break, two runs back behind Spinning Diamond. It was good, got back once again, and was held up behind a wall of horses when they straightened up. When Adventure got clear, it finished off quite nicely, off an unsuitable tempo. Then it was produced at Hawkesbury, last start in that 1500 class 4, behind our scratching here, Vergara. I thought it did a terrific job. It sort of dipped at the start, then got into some sort of position, got to the line quite strong. It was only a field of 6, but I liked the way it attacked the line late. I think third run back off that short break gets its chance with the blinkers going on to get a nice cosy run. I like it to beat the 6 Peace Force. Going really well, this horse. I thought it did a terrific job last start. He sort of mistimed his run there at the 1400 at Randwick, and if you come across and mistime it and get to that first turn, you can do a fair bit of work and use a fair bit of an effort. This horse sort of was over racing and eventually got outside the lead. It was sort of going past the 900. Well, all the damage was done. It was entitled to drop out, but I thought it did a terrific job to fight on and go under narrowly. It's my clear second pick. 2 first class ticket. I was on it the other day. Things didn't go to plan, but you know, for all the reasons Ronnie said, this, I think this mare is ready to run a good race today. She's got the claim for Taylor. And the 1550 probably looks to be the right trip. 3.62. I'll throw Crooked Stick in for fourth. Winner of its last two starts, both at Warwick Farm. Look, it's got some experience here on the Kenzo track. and if it can transfer its recent wins, you know, it's going to be competitive. But the big stickler there is the 59 kgs. 3621.
Matt Hill likes number 6, Peace Force, for Gerald and Brenton Abdullah. 6 to beat 1, 7 and 4 from Matt Hill. Race number 4, this is for the 3-year-olds over the 1400.
Yeah, we've got Good Project here, $4.40. Tester Shadow at 9, Cyclone at 7, Federal the favourite, $3.40. Music Man 11, Redoubtable Heart 11, Kanachi 41, Roden Drive at 10, Eisenhower at 6.50, Kaepernick is out, no deduction. Best supported runner dollar-wise is the toppy here, Good Project, went up $5 into $4.40. Best back to beat it is Roden Drive, a little bit of a go here for Gwenda Markwell, $21 given about it into $10. And third pick, not a great deal between Federal and Cyclone, but a fair way behind the other two.
I had Eisenhower and Music Man, one from the outside, one from the inside, going forward. Redoubtable Heart, and Good Project, trying to find some sort of a spot. Cyclone and Kanachi, both nicely drawn. They'll just sort of poke along and more than likely have those others cross them.
Yeah, agree. I had Music Man crossing Eisenhower and... all those horses just jostling for the box seat behind. Right at his peak now, number 1, Good Project. Fourth up, gets his chance now. And I'll trust that Huraki form line just from Federal, who I think is a nice horse. He's a lightly raced improver. Very easy at Wyal. And just little excuses there. Run of the race stuff didn't go his way. At Warwick Farm, where he got too far back. Interesting listening to John this morning. He was obviously thinks Haraki's a better horse than Federal. 1 from 4, 6 Redoubtable Heart, comes out of that same form line and looks big odds in comparison, because that was a bunch finish. And the thing in Redoubtable Heart's favour is that he's won on this track. And he's drawn quite nicely. You know, look, he's probably good odds at $11 and best of the rest. I respect this horse that they've backed here, Roden Drive, especially if that track plays okay for Swoopers. He made good ground first up behind Mojave. I liked a couple of his form last preparation, and the extra distance suits number 8, Roden Drive. 1, 4, 6 and 8.
Yep, I've gone with Tester Shadow here, first up from the Portella Yards, had the 2 trials. The signal to me in the trials that this horse has come back really well. I think it's ready to run a really good race. It hasn't got any fresh form, so to speak, only being a lightly raced horse, but...
1,400 kickoff makes you feel like he's ready, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly right, because last prep, his 2 best runs were a win over 1,400 at Randwick and an effort on the Kenzo track, which was really good. I think he's ready to go. I really do. I like both his trials. I think, you know, if things fall into place for him, he's going to have to come from behind. As Ronnie said, if the run-ons are suited, he's in the race. I like him to beat Good Project. He's had a terrific preparation, this horse. All his runs have been good. All his runs have been good. He had a really tough run the other day behind Araki. From that barrier, he was just, you know, never on the track, and I thought he was entitled to drop out of the race, and he was beaten under a length. Fourth up here, his fourth run back, last preparation was his best, so all goes well for him performing well. 2 to beat 1. 4 Federal, nothing wrong with the horse's form. I thought it was a good effort at Warwick Farm last start. Sort of missed a start. He was back. I don't think he was in the position he wanted to be in. He sort of went round the outside. I do concede he finished in the best part of the track, but he did do plenty of work and was just found wanting over the last bit. I think, you know, fully fit now on a bit of a semi-backup. He's ready to produce his best also. And for fourth, number 8, Roden Drive. I also really liked its first up effort behind Mojave. Got to the line nicely. 21 days. Second run back, 1,400, ticks a lot of boxes in that respect. Good little race. I'm really keen to see how 2 goes here to beat 1, 4 and 8.
I like the way that you just went with O'Shea's horse there. How did you pronounce it, number 4?
Federal.
Federal. I like that run.
Yeah.
Bit of special touch there. Federal is Matt Hill's tip, number four, to be 2-1
you
and 6.
You just stick with Federal.
Yeah, Andrew. I think I will too. Federal. 4-2-1-6 in race number four. And we should mention, Glenn, that with an 8-race card, the early quaddy is on races 1-4. So don't miss the boat there on the early quaddy today.
I'm still getting over General Liffe.
General Liffe, yeah. I, well, that, you could go with any with General Liffe.
Oh, jeez. I'll tell you what, I found some tricky ones last night at the trots at Globe the Derby dogs. And Newcastle and a few of the, oh, the dogs are easy.
What are you doing, working overtime?
Yeah, well, everything just comes through, Ron. So Sky One, Channel 519. Try watching it, Wonder.
I was watching it last night, actually.
Yeah, we're too busy on Twitter. That was your go.
Jeez, I see you trying to get your head in the boxes. It wasn't a cattle truck.
He wasn't, was he?
Yeah.
What about trying to put his head in the box?
What about Simone Fisher trying to push me in?
Yeah, exactly.
He said, have no hope. No,
I said it. That's what I said.
They went away to the kitchen to get some butter.
Need more than butter.
That's appealing.
Race five starts the regular quaddy at 3:45.
Yeah, we're perfect weapon here is a $10 chance. Magic Dallas at 12. Underestimation favourite $3.30. Surge ahead at 13. Valcott 7. Turbulent Jet 5.50. Off the rails at 6. Sinjoran at 18 and Skarsgård at $7.50. Best supported runner here is actually Turbulent Jet, 7 into 5.50. Off the rails, $8 given about it, only $90 separating those two runners. It's been 8 into 6. And third pick, the bottom one that Gerald was talking about this morning, Skarsgård, just in a roll, 8 into 7.
Speed in the race, well, perfect weapon, underestimation, and surge ahead, all drawn side by side. Got sort of similar speed. I expect they'll try to go forward. And the bottom one, Skarsgård, that's drawn outside them, who's got a bit of a liking for this track, it could sort of force the issue and come across all of them and possibly take up the running. So I've sort of got the wider half of this field as the pace coming across, Ron.
I have as well. I think the outside draw with Skarsgård pushes him forward and probably pushes underestimation into a good spot here. And I think they're going to take this horse on. Every man and his dog saying this is the lay of the day, underestimation. I know he's a money muncher, and he started favourite at least his past five starts. But I'm happy to go with him again today. I thought, although he had every hope first up there at Rose Hill, he was solid. Love to hear Tony say that he's trained on perfectly for this, and happy to be with him here today. And even though everyone's saying he's risky, I think he's going to get to $4 here, and I think he's a really good bet. I'm terrified of number 9, Skarsgård, with that win on the track, and I think he can get across him with the blinkers today, and gives him a good chance as well. Out to Turbulent Jet, who was pretty good first up, 42 days since, and certainly should be watched closely here if he can come from behind. He's a bit of a finisher, and off the rails was brilliant first up. Too good to be true, in fact, I thought. Obviously, he's a stronger horse now. He gets Blake Shinn. I'm just querying whether he can hold that sprinting form now that he's had a run. 3, 9, 6, 7. Watch the market on number 1 as well.
He's a strange horse, that Turbulent Jet. He's had 13 starts and won 4 races and never run a place in his other 9 runs.
He is, yeah.
It's weird, that one. In a tricky race, I've leant towards number 1 here, Perfect Weapon. It's first up, really nice trial at Warwick Farm. Mm. Showed to me that it sort of has come up really well, and it looked like it wanted to get on with the job, and I think it's ready to produce a good run. And I really do like it. A lot of people like this. I like horses that go for a spell in form.
Love it.
He won 3 of his last 4 before going for a spell, so they're not a fractured animal, and they come up a lot better. He's got the claim. I think he's ready to run a good race on top of the 4, which is Surge Ahead. Another one that's first up from Anthony's Yard. Its fresh form is quite good. I quite liked its recent trial at Randwick. Wasn't knocked around. It looked to be full of running and wanted to get on with the job. It's another, I think, it's come up really well. 2, Magic Dallas. I think this horse is absolutely flying. A tough run, 2 runs back at Rose Hill behind Road to Summer. Was never on the track and ran really well. was on a quick backup off an unsuitable pace at Goulburn last start and still got over the top of them, only won narrowly, but sort of tells me this horse is going really well. So back off the speed, and, you know, if the pattern sort of allows, I'm expecting it to run on strongly. 1-4-2, and I'll throw Underestimation in for third. He's a little bit like Green Beret. He's produced half a dozen peak ratings and gone off the rail at his next start six times. So you have a look at his last prep. He won first up on the Moore Park track. He started 15-8 on the hillside track and ran sixth, beaten three lengths. He backed up at Balaclava, got the job done. Then they produced him at Morphville, odds on favourite, and he got beat 14 lengths. So he doesn't seem to be a horse that can put two together. I think that seems to be his problem. And he's always being priced on his previous run, and that could be a bit of a hang-up. 1, 4, 2, and 3.
Didn't go as strong, Duff. There was no Green Beret line, but he did produce it. What are we going to say, Mike?
It's a really good chance of getting beat. Okay, I'm leaving it out of everything. But you know, it's not a Green Beret. Green Beret was etched in stone. This one's etched in sand.
Okay, if you can do that. Yeah. Matt Hill likes 3 with you, Ron. Don't worry about Mike. Underestimation to beat 5, 6, and 4. 3, 5, 6, and 4 in race.
Maybe we should have a little lay segment.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should. So let's produce it, one each at the end of our preview.
We'll start next week.
Okay.
I'm not prepared this week.
To get ready.
I can have a quick look. Yeah,
okay. You have a quick look and we'll see how we go. It's 24-9. Back with the last three in a moment.
Greyhound racing is booming with millions of dollars in prize money on offer, and you could buy your next winner at the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction on Sunday, November 30. More than 300 pups are up for sale from champion sires such as Collision, Cosmic Rumble, and Magic Sprite, and all pups sold at the auction are eligible for the 2016 Richmond Riches with $140,000 up for grabs. Auction starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday, November 30. For more details, go to richmondpuppyauction.com.au.
Hello?
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
Catch many of the contenders for this year's Turf World Championships at Hong Kong Jockey Club's Prelude Day this Sunday. Sha Tin is the setting for three Group 2 events. The Cup, the Mile and the Sprint. Pitching local contenders against the overseas raiders. Experience all the excitement of Hong Kong racing live on Sky Racing 2 and Sky Racing World. Sunday's first race at 3:30 p.m. Get on at your local TAB or at tab.com.au.
Saturday TAB Racing is at Armidale this weekend. White Ribbon Race Day will feature plenty of family fun, including a live band. With 50% of the gate proceeds to the White Ribbon Foundation, one of the week's best bets just has to be racing at Armidale today.
Looking for a career change? The rail industry needs labourers, crane drivers, people who can learn to lay tracks. Rail has hundreds of jobs that need to be filled, and getting your kids into the rail industry can kickstart them into a very rewarding career. First step is to get a RISI card. RISI stands for Rail Industry Safety Induction. A RISI card allows you to work in a rail corridor. So that's where you need to start. Take a look at risi.com.au. Remember, Rail Industry Safety Induction, risi.com.au.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. From December, thoroughbred track ratings will change. Soft tracks will be numbered 5, 6 and 7. 5, track with some give. 6, moist but not badly affected. And soft 7 says track will chop out. Key racing information from Sky Sports Radio.
Yes, the new ratings start on December 1.
Oh, God, that's all I need.
That's all you need, Ron. A bit more
something else to get my head around.
That's why we're applying those little things just to let people know.
I might be looking for a Reezy card.
I can see Ron laying some tracks.
Do you have to lift the tracks?
Little overalls on.
What odds you betting on that, Munz?
Ron wouldn't work in an iron lung, let alone a corridor or anything like that, but he would flash up big, I reckon, in the orange fluoro vest.
That's yes. Very
that's me at Windsor Rail Station on 40 degrees, laying some tracks there yesterday.
Yeah, and just thinking, you know, you might start 6 months' time when it's minus four there of a morning.
Well, there's plenty of people out there, Ron, looking for jobs, and that's the place for them.
No, that's
a good opportunity.
My word it is.
Righto, let's look at race six, Glenn.
Yeah, if we don't improve here, we might be looking for one ourselves. Dream Folk here in the sixth is $12. Resurrect is $6.50. Perplexity, $5.50. Paris Match Favourite, $3.40. Plotorius at $12. Are You Sure is out, no deduction. Slivovitz at $17. Tenacitas at $31. Barge and Charge, $7.50. Mr. 111 at $7. Sir Bigglesworth, $15. Retort Cordius is $31. And Darcy Magic is a scratching, no deduction. Best supported runner here is Barge and Charge for Anthony Cumming. As much as $16 given about Barge and Charge. That was with the two scratchings in the race, but Are You Sure was a $16 chance. A genuine firm of this, averaged around about $10. Barge and Charge, best back to beat it is Paris Match, but a quarter of the money on Paris Match that has gone on Barge and Charge.
Up to 1,800 here. There doesn't look to be a whole heap of pressure. I've got Sir Bigglesworth going forward. The one Glenn just mentioned there, Barge and Charge coming across. And Kevin Moses, gallant little galper, Plutorius holding its spot. So they're the ones I've got. Then Retort Courteous, maybe settling somewhere behind them. But didn't have much pressure on here, Ron.
No, I agree. I struggled with the map, and Anthony showed intent. This morning saying Barge and Charge will be pushing on today, and I also had some Bigglesworth up in distance, second up going forward as well to a lesser extent. Like you said, Pretorius holding his alley. Tenacitas went forward in a slow race last time, as did Mr. 111, and Retort Courteous maybe. But look, I think they're the two, Barge and Charge to lead probably Sir Bigglesworth. I'm leaning to Paris Match. I think she's been excellent in two runs back. She's up sharply in distance here, and she did get favours last time and may have been a little flattered. But, look, I think she's got very good credentials, and she's starting to look a mare right in form. Dangers. Geez, I've been taken with this. I know they've been pretty average races, but Resurrect's last two wins, he's... I loved his desire and the way he savaged the line. He's obviously in career best form. The negative is with him, the Kensington track form. His two runs here have been a bit iffy. So that's a little question mark I have on him. Otherwise, he could have easily been top pick here. Out to 11, Sir Bigglesworth, who looks big odds to me. $15, although he's not supported. Did enough first up. And I think he's well placed here, up in distance, second up, where he has won before second up. And best of the rest is number 8. At huge odds here, Tenacitas. He's done nothing, but at least they give him a harder run last time. They put him on the speed. He's always been a horse I've eyed off as a good stayer, but he's never really lived up to that. But don't be surprised if he improves out of sight and puts his number into the first four frame here today. 4, 2, 11 and 8.
Yeah, good little race this. I like Anthony's horse Barge and Charge a bit here. I think the way the tempo on the map looks likely to unfold, it's really going to suit him. He's got experience at the track. He won second up here on the Kenzo over 1550. They then produced him third up at Rose Hill in a benchmark 85 over 2000, sort of up on the speed throughout the race, and sort of he'd had enough over the last 60 to 70 metres, but I thought it was a good effort. Then it was produced at Randwick last start. Once again, things didn't really go into place there. He got shuffled back. He sort of went from a good spot to a bad spot. When he eventually got clear, the race was basically all over. I think he's rock hard fit now. And fifth run back, he won fifth up last prep. I think he ticks quite a few boxes here. I like him to beat the 5. Plotorius got the job done with a courtesy of a great ride by Brenton Abdullah the other day. It really was. He was caught wide and he seized the initiative, got him into a great spot, and he fought on bravely to win. He should be fully fit now. That was only his second run from a short let up. He's got experience at this track. He's never won there, but he's got good experience there. And with the claim, he's going to be suited. Then I go out to the 10, Mr. 111, another one that's racing quite well. He's a winner at this track and distance, three runs back. Then they tried to get him to run 2,500 with 60 kilos. That didn't work. Then he came back to mile last start at Randwick. Well, that didn't sort of suit him, and he still raced well, only beat narrowly. Gets back to the track and trip that he likes with the claim. I see him running a good race. And for fourth, I'll put in number four, Paris Match. Nothing wrong with this horse's form. I've been really taken with both its runs, but I'm just looking at it in this tough bunch of horses that are all rock-hard fit. It's gone from 1,400 to 1,800 third up. Just a slight concern there. Now, I like nine. I think it'll run really well to beat 5, 10, and 4.
Matt Hill likes the 4 Paris Match for Josh Parr to beat 3, 10, and 1. 4, 3, 10, and 1. We move to race 7. The rider here for 10 Wine and Dine is Brenton Abdullah.
You mind if I do the last two races together because we're starting the board
yep.
for this plane at
no
least
problem.
In 20 minutes? Okay. Race 7 here, Drago at 8, Enormous Honor 6.50, Fraser's 81, Medcow at $5.50, Meticulously 13, Smart Moochie out this morning 4 cents to win, 3 cents to place. Richard the First at 7, Kazoom out no deduction, Magical Stance 11, Wine and 9 35, Centre Pivot 7, Sungira 12, Gods in Him at $4.80, Proxy out, no deduction. Best supported runner here, Medcow. I'm going with it in the pronunciation anyway. As much as $13 given about it into $5.50. Only fractionally, though, $18, in fact, in front of the bottom one, Gods in Him. And third pick is number 2, Enormous Honour. The last now, we've got Tahitian Black as a $15 chance. Libero 12, Centre to Noche 12, Q Fighter 8. Fort Sumter 21, Cadiro 14, Turf Hero 21, Mr. Jackman 15, Shiraz out, I don't hope there's nothing wrong with it, 16 cents to win, 14 cents to play. In Costanante, $4.60, Mojave, $2.80 favourite, Good Job Bro 31, Citation 17, an unequivocal out, no deduction. Well, with the Shiraz out, best supported runner here, Mojave. Best back to beat it is in Costanante, and they're the only two they're interested in the last. Boys, I'll talk to the audiences again from Ascot on Sky Racing World for Super Saturday there.
Safe travels. Thanks, Glenn. Glenn Munsey there from tab.com.au. So we look at the seventh, Mike.
Okay, back to race seven. Well, Medcat or Medcut, whatever we call it, it presses forward. Phrases from a wide draw will come across. Then there's a bit of a bunch there. We've got Meticulously coming across and Majestical Stance also coming across. There's a couple of scratchings there, took a bit of the speed out, but that's where I see it, Ron.
Yeah, I had Medcourt probably leading. I suggest Blake Shin's a great judge of speed and a great judge of the pattern of the day, which will probably sort out how hard they go here. Maybe Richard the First, the one you didn't mention there, that could go a little more forward than normally here. But we'll leave it to Medcourt, Magical Stance. Maybe Richard the First for me. It's just a matter which... I think that could be the form for this race, the Enormous Honour race. That looks the form for this race. It could be wrong. Drago comes out of that awful Canterbury night meeting. And there's, you know, you've got not too much other form lines here. The Richard the First race, which we're going to get a line on earlier with Federal. I'll trust the Enormous Honour race and go for that form. 11 on top, Centre Pivot. I was with him last time. I still think he's got scope for improvement. And he's worth another chance here. Hopefully you can run on, which we'll know by this stage of the day. Medcourt sees danger, $13, wow, I wish I would have had a piece of that. He looked home and he was run down by Resurrect, which will have a good line on this form coming this race as well, with Resurrect running earlier. He's at his peak here, Medcourt, and Shin's on board, all positives there. 13, God's in him. Was very good in that same race, the Enormous Honour race. Touch unlucky in that lead-up. And McDonald takes over from a good draw, which is always a positive. And there's nothing wrong with Enormous Honour's win. He was first up. He may have found the right part of the track, but he can truly train on this horse. He looks to have come back well. And maybe his future could lie in Hong Kong as a Hong Kong Derby type of horse. There's other good chances here. This is an interesting runner, this Sungira, the French horse, 21 into 12. Three trials, and the latest one went out to 1200. I thought it was quite good, so I can't wait to assess him on track from the David Van Dyke stable. And Drago's obviously a chance, and you've got Richard the First, who looks very, very promising. But I'll trust the form line here of 11 on top from 4, 13, 2, and a very competitive and a good betting race.
Yeah, it certainly is, and the one that I want to hang my hat on is not getting a run. So I've had to switch it around a little bit here. I've gone with Enormous Honour. Good win first up, got back off the speed, tempo suited, it got into the race at the right time. I think, like Centre Pivot, they were both out in their feet over the latter stages, but still had enough momentum to get the job done. With Natural Improvement, this horse's second up form is really good. In the two preparations he's had, his second run back, he's improved dramatically on both of them, and continued to improve last prep. So I think he's definitely got another, you know, another couple of lengths up his sleeve after that run, and he'll be hard to beat. The danger, I thought, was number 13, God's In Him, came from a Seymour maiden, and then produced in that Enormous Honour run the other day, went up sharply in grade. Handled it quite well, got back, got to the line strongly. He was, you know, doing his best work late. Once again, he's a horse that's going to need the run on to suit. Then I go to the 11 Centre Pivot, with Tragedy first up at Canterbury in that 1250. And then, once again, I think, you know, he got back and he seemed to have all favours through the run. He just ran out of gas the last bit, but that's in his form. He's a horse that keeps improving, so I'd expect him to be near his peak today. And for fourth, I've put in this number 12, Sangeera, having its first Australian start. I really did like its most recent trial, the one that Ronnie mentioned there. Comes to Australia with no form at this trip, but just based on the trial, it definitely has got ability. Nice rhythm about it, and yeah, it just showed plenty of style. 2.13, 11 and 12.
2.13, 11 and 12. And for Matt Hill, it's 13 God's In Him to beat 11, 4 and 12. So 13, 11, 4 and 12 for Matt in race 7. Now, you've had the market for the last year. Mojave and Escanati have been the best backed, 11 and 10. And the rider for 13 citations is Sam Clipperton. We had the bottom one come out, so Sam's gone on to number 13. How's the race set up, Mike?
The last race, I was just looking at my text there.
We had Mojave at $2.80, yep. Escanati at $4.60.
Okay, Mr. Jackman, Senator Notche, they're both go forward horses, especially Mr. Jackman Fresh. You could look at this map a few different ways. Mojave's got speed, and Costanati's got speed. This other one, Kadira, from a wide draw's got pace, and then you've got horses like, is he still in the race, Turf Hero? And Fort Sumter. So, look, maybe Senator Notche from that wide draw will just keep pressing on because it's got plenty of speed. But there's solid pressure here, and there's a few going forward in numbers, Ron.
There is, but I think he's by far the fastest horse in the race, Senator Notche. And he's a horse that probably needs the fence. He's a real hang. He hangs. He's not the easiest ride. And I think he'll be, like, he's got that 1,100 metre speed where some of these others have got the 1,200, 1,300 metre speed. So I'm gambling he gets to the front here from the pack. You know, Mr. Jackman Fresh from the inside, Mojave kicking up outside him, and it's just a matter of whether Turf Hero Cadillo can get across that pack. I think it's A from B here. There's only two hopes. 11, Mojave. He did it easy winning last time. I love him when they put a margin on him. I know he's a three-year-old taking on the older horses, but McDonald on board, down in weight, hard to beat again. Dangers, definitely number 10 in Costanati. Heavily back last time behind Shiraz and ran on well. His second up form reads solid for a race like this, and it's a race like this sets up nicely for him as well. One Tahitian Black. I know he's got 61.5 kilos, but he stood in the barrier and he did a good job after a slow start last time. His second up form is solid also with two wins. And best of the rest, maybe the leader, maybe Senator Notche. Last little bit's a problem always with him, but geez, Chris Lees's horses are racing well. I like 11 from 10 and then a gap to the rest. 11, 10, 1 and 3.
It's a good race. I like, I've gone with number 4 here in Q Fighter. This horse's first up effort. in that ball of muscle race at Randwick. I thought was good. Got to the line quite nicely in the latter stages. It's second up, should be fitter. Obviously, it's going to be back and is going to need the run on to suit, but I think there's sufficient speed on up front. And if come races, you know, 6, 7 and 8, if they've cut the track up and the run, you know, the swoopers have suited, this horse comes into play. I like it to beat number 10 in Costanardi. I think it's ready to really go well here. I didn't think it was one of Jason's best rides first up behind Shiraz. He was in a good spot, and then he did lay out a little bit, but then he finished up behind another horse, whereas Shiraz sailed up the inside past them all. Then he was forced to come to the extreme outside in the worst ground. I thought it was a terrific effort by Incostinanti. Should progress nicely here, second up. And I think it's ready to run the race of its life. One Tahitian Black, I'll throw it in for third. On face value, it doesn't look like it was much of a run, but, you know, you take into account the fact that it missed a start by a good solid 4 lengths. The field was up and running, and it was still 4 lengths behind him, so it had to make all that ground up. I did some sectionals on that race between it and the winner. The winner ran its last 844.44. This was home 43.98, 33.66, and the winner was 33.80. And they both ran identical last 200. So I think if you take the effort that it had to put in after missing the start, I think it was a very good run. If they had a claimed on this horse, I nearly would have put it on top, but just the 61.5 kilos. But it ran a bottler first up. 4.10.1 and 11 Mojave. Absolutely nothing wrong with the horse's form. I was on it the other day. I just worry about a three-year-old being up in a race. I think there may be a little bit more pressure here. And, you know, come the last race, you know, can they get away from the inside? Just a few things worry me there. I'm not dismissing it in any way. I'm putting in everything I do. But just the price on offer, I'm prepared to put it forth. 4.10.1.11.
Matt Hill like centred the notch number 3 for Chris Lees to beat 4.11.2. 3, 4, 11, and 2. So they're the 8 races. Mike, your best?
I like this two-year-old, race 1, number 7, a GNC, and I also like, I think Barge in Charge is ready to run a really good race, race 6, number 9, and my lay...
I remember, I reckon the old 2KY had a lay, didn't they, Ron? Do you go back that far?
Yeah, I go back a long way with 2KY.
Yeah, I know, but I reckon, was there a segment that they... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
My lay's in the same race, race 1, number 6, Italy.
Okay, so the lay there for Mike is number 6, Italy, and the best is race 1, number 1, and race...
No, race 1, number 7, Andrew, get it right, please.
Sorry, mate, I put a mark through that. Race 1, number 7, and race 6, number 9. My apologies, Mike, for making one little mistake this morning. Thank you, mate.
Good.
No, good on you. Mike Fraser there. Cheers, now, what boys. About you, Ron?
Look, to tell you the truth, I am not... this is a specialist track, and the form's on the board from the last few metres, so I think it's very dangerous. I'm with my own money, I'm very careful today. I'm very guarded. So, look, but if you want me to... I think the value bet is Alan Denham's horse earlier on, and in race 3, number 2, first-class ticket.
Yeah.
And twist my arm, I'll say Mojave in the last.
Yeah.
And the lay... When we talk lays, we're talking about horses who... we think are shorter than what they should be. And I have to agree, race 1, number 6, Italy, $2.60. It is not a $2.60 chance. It still could win, but I think if I wanted to back it, I'd be waiting because I think it should be around the $3.40, $3.50 mark.
Okay. All right, first there at 1.15, a lot of interest in the how it plays today, the Kensington track, and you'll be there updating our listeners right through the day with tempo and just how that race is run. It'll be key information for our listeners through the day. Thanks, Ron. See you in 24 hours for Racing Retro.
Looking forward to it, Andrew.
Good on you, Ron. Ron Duppas.
I got
there.
Some news for you too later.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. It's 2 minutes to 9. Back in a moment to look at Newcastle.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's history in the making and state pride on the line when Team New South Wales fights Team Queensland. Three-time world champion Daniel Gill battles WBA-ranked Queenslander Jared Fletcher with 3 titles up for grabs. New South Wales Origin captain Paul Gallen versus Queensland bad boy Anthony Watts. 3 Australian titles on the line. Wednesday, December 3 at the Horden Pavilion. Gates open 5:30. Tickets from tickettech.com.au.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
Want to get started in the rail industry? It pays well, there's lots of work and it's safe. First you need your Rail Industry Safety Induction card. Go to rizzy.com.au.
And at Lidcombe, brick debris on the M4 westbound near Hill Road. Your run is affected in all lanes. M5 moving steadily into the main tunnel this morning. No other accidents or breakdowns for Sydney roads. Kathmandu is now open at Westfield Miranda. Racing now for up to 60% off a huge range of travel and adventure gear. Christmas sale now on. Live the dream, Kathmandu. I'm Joe Port. That's all this traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Saturday Tab Racing is at Armidale this weekend. White Ribbon Race Day will feature plenty of family fun, including a live band, with 50% of the gate proceeds to the White Ribbon Foundation. One of the week's best bets just has to be racing at Armidale today.
How would you like to be in a gunslinging fight with the One to Follow boys? Six tips for five winners and a second and 280% return. Wow, it's just like the gold rush in the Old West with these guys. Get their Super 6 now for just $10. Go to super6.com.au. It's that easy. Go to super6.com.au and start winning today. One to Follow. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
If you're renovating or building a new home, take a closer look at the design. Visually, the single most important purchase you'll make when building or renovating your home, the windows and doors. You look through them every day. The windows and doors are critical to the light, the airflow, cooling and heating of your home. And they've been making aluminium and timber doors for over 40 years. Make sure you take a closer look. Wideline Windows and Doors. Their showrooms are in Parramatta, Tuggerah, and Wideline's brand new showroom is Broadmeadow Road, Broadmeadow.
Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by a Tab Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local Tab or at tab.com.au.
Yeah, Surf Life Saving Day presented by Sedgenhoe at Randwick today with the race meeting on the Kensington track. Plenty going on out there, raising money for the Surf Life Saving Centre. And, of course, Matt Hill calling all of the program his best is Race 3, number 6, Peace Force. Race 3, number 6. Provincial, our main program is at Newcastle. Gary Harley, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. A lot cooler today, mate.
Yeah.
Good meeting here too. They'll get a good crowd at Newcastle today.
They do. They will. As I mentioned earlier in the day, it's Madison Safety and Industrial Suppliers Day there today. They'll get a huge crowd. They normally are very good sponsors of the club.
Yeah, mate. Kenny Madison was a Newcastle boy. He went and played for St George for years, and his son Tim played with the Knights and a couple of other NRL clubs. Tim, more or less, I think, might run the business these days.
Yeah, he does, yep.
They'll all be there, mate.
They certainly will.
It's always a great day.
And the last race, the Graham Harrison Retirement Handicap. Graham has been working with the company for after 15 years. He's calling it quits. So, Graham, enjoy the day at Newcastle. Mate, let's steer them into some winners. Race one is clear.
Yeah, mate, we've only got five runners. His Highness, a top weight, he's a five-year-old. He's only had six runs. But Luke Griffiths trains him, and he went from a 1,500 straight into a 2,300-metre race for the first time here on November 1, 3 weeks ago, and he absolutely bolted in with that Class 1. He was a maiden in a Class 1, and he won the race by 5.25 lengths. He should win again. Number 2, Hot Mustard, Richard Collett, the New Zealand trainer, Jason's father. He won a race yesterday at Hawkesbury. Chad Lever, who rode a treble at Orange yesterday, he's riding this horse, Hot Mustard. He's a grinding stayer. No worries about the 2,300. Three and four, the others. One, two, three, four.
Race number two, a Class 2 over the 1,200. Again, clear.
This is a real good race, Andrew. The three at the top are all promising three-year-olds. I went for number three. It's a Shemozzle. You saw him win on debut at the Scone Cup Carnival when he was heavily backed. He's since won a race at Newcastle. First up recently, run second to Forget, who went to town and won well through the week. I think he can win. Table 2's the early favourite. He's had three runs here for two wins and a second. He's only had the four starts, but he's very smart. Number 1, Nat Achiever. Well, he won two races at Newcastle Wyong by 4.5 and 5.5 lengths last time in. First up today, but he could sprint well. And number 4, the other one. Good race, 3-2-1-4.
Race number three, a Colts and Geldings maiden here over the 1,200. No scratchings.
Well, mate, when I did my tips a couple of days ago, I had Lurwick on top. But after talking to Peter Moody yesterday, I'll switch to his horse. He'll probably be favourite. Peter's only got the one runner, one Rage and Rock. He's had three starts for two placings. Both those placings have been at Newcastle. He hasn't raced since July. Trolled very well at Randwick recently. Peter told me yesterday, I'm taking the blinkers off, which he had him in the trial and he had him when he raced. So he's taken the blinkers off and he wants him ridden more conservatively today. So I'm going to go for him, Rage and Rock, to win. Lurwick is very honest. He'll run a good race on his home track. The trials of number five have been very good. Gold 77. Part owned by Jim O'Neill, the man who bred Luskin Star and raced him with others. Number six, the other one, Music Magnet. 1456.
Race number four, the Fillies and Mares maiden. Again, no scratchings.
I like Anthony Cummings as well. It's number one, Hieroglyphics. Scratched it yesterday at Hawkesbury to run here. It was only just beaten its only start. That was at Kembla back in April. Two good trials recently at Randwick. I think it'll get the money, number one. Number 11, Emerge. One of Clary Connors. First up run at Hawkesbury. Good. Got beat a length and a half. Got way back in the race. And hit the line really good. Number seven, Gerberus. It went okay the other day at Gosford. And number 10, Dark Envy. 1:11.710.
Race five starts the Quadia Benchmark 70. Take out number two.
I like Kokomo. I've had a bit of luck with this filly of Paul Perry's. The owner, the Newton family, they call all their horses after Beach Boys hits.
Right.
Kokomo, wouldn't it be nice? Surf and Safari. And this
there'd
one,
be no shortage. I mean, geez, they've had hundreds of top songs.
They'll need a lot more horses, won't they?
Yes.
Mate, she won very well at Gosford two runs back. When the plan was to take her back, which they did, and she steamed home to win. Now, 900, they've got to go quick here. She'll get back, and she'll be hard to hold out at the finish, number six, Kokomo. One I'm Usain is very smart. 1.5/9, trained by Albert Stapleford. Gone for the 2 kilo claim today because originally he had 61, but he'll be hard to beat. 5 Respire for Alan Denham and number 3 Long Lasting. 6.153.
To race number 6, another maiden over the 900, scratching number 6.
Mate, lot 3.41, one of Gary Portelli's. His last two runs here have been very good. Got beat ahead by the stable mate on November 1. Court Martial miss, and then it got me two lengths here the other day. What it does, Andrew, gets a mile back. It'll be back near the tail of the field, and they're only 900-metre races, but apparently that's the way you're going to ride her. She'll be hard to beat today. Number 4, Moss Star, going well for Paul Perry. First up run, good. Number 7's a tip, Star Mosa, Australian bloodstock, Chris Lees. Won a trial recently at Newcastle, going good. And number 3, Magic Topaz, 10.473.
Race 7, a class 1. Take out number 6.
Number 4, Warken. He's got to be $6, $7. Gee, I like his first up run at Newcastle when he got bit of length the other day by Music Man. Now, Music Man's a horse that could run well in a race in Sydney today. He'll get back, but he will run on strong and the mile suits him. Proxy. Had two runs back. He only beat, 2-0 the other day at Randwick. But he got beat less than 4 lengths. The mile will suit him. He'll be running on well at the finish. 5 due date, a last start winner and 1 Sky Clip. 4.35/1.
And race number 8 is a benchmark 60 over the 1,200. Take out 4, 10 and 11.
Number 6, I thought could win. I'm Danny. It's only going to carry 52.5 with a claim for Jess Brooks. She claims 4. He's a front runner. He's got barrier 1. Very good provincial form last time in. He's going okay this time as well. Number 9, the Australian bloodstock horse. He won well at Port Macquarie Cup Day. Won by a length at long odds on. He's a horse with a bit of scope. He'll run well. Chris Lees' other horse has got a great chance, I reckon. 12 even tied. She only won a maiden at Cessnock. That was way back in June. Chris has put the blinkers on her. And in a recent trial on October 22, she did beat one more Zeta by 2.5 lengths in a trial at Newcastle. Now, I didn't see the trial, so I don't know whether one more seater was flat out. But I reckon this will go okay. And number five, License Lad, the other one. 6, 9, 12 and 5, mate.
All right, there, the eight races. What do you fancy as a standout?
Race 4, number 1, Hieroglyphics.
Righto, and Anthony felt the same way this morning. Race 4, number 1. First at 1.30 on a good 3 at Newcastle. We'll hear you right through the day, Gary.
Thank you, Andrew.
Gary Harley looking at Broadmeadow today on a good 3. In a moment, we'll look at Ballarat Cup Day.
Hello.
All right, enough work. We're going to Mexican.
Your next great night could begin somewhere exotic.
Hey, keep this weekend free and pack for the beach.
Your next great weekend could begin with a surprise. Your next great drive? It begins with the Mazda 3 range. Full smartphone integration. The fuel economy of SkyActiv technology. Select models can even sense trouble and brake automatically. All new Mazda 3 hatch or sedan. The next great drive begins at your Mazda dealer or Mazda3.com.au.
Saturday Tab Racing is at Ballina this weekend. Good cheer will be in abundance during Ballina's Christmas Parties Race Day, featuring the Movember Cup. Have a punt home and away, with the first local race just after one, at Ballina today.
More than 300 greyhound pups are up for sale at the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction on Sunday, November 30, and all pups are eligible to compete in the $140,000 race series. For more details, go to richmondpuppyauction.com.au.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe. No money to enjoy life this weekend? If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. Ring them. 1-300-107-155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
You're tuned to your racing and sports leader, Sky Sports Radio and Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by TAB.
Time now to start looking at Ballarat Racing down in Victoria, the standalone metropolitan meeting with the Ballarat Cup being the feature. They've got the Magic Millions Clockwise race and also a couple of other very handy races. Fine day there, track is a good 3, Penetrometer 4.95 and the rail is true. The scratchings, race 1, take out 2, 14, 15, 17 and 20. Race 2, 7 and 9, race 3, 4, 5 and 9, races 4 and 5 are clear, race 6 take out 8 and 9, race 7, 4, 11 and 12, race 8, the Ballarat Cup, take out 3, 8 and 19, race 9, 8 and 9, and race 10, 4, 5, 9, 17 and 18. They're the scratchings. Let's welcome in our experts, Dean Lester. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Andrew.
We're getting used to this at the end of the Melbourne Spring, the Ballarat Cup meeting. How's it look today?
Yeah, well, first time on a Saturday, though, so they moved it from the Sunday.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay, right.
Yeah,
on.
This is the first, it's always been on the Sunday, so it's great that they've got the standalone, and it looks like it's been well received. Terrific fields.
Well, gee, they've got, there's no shortage of horses, is there?
No, that's for sure.
And Mark Hunter, good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
How do you find Ballarat today?
Look, I was just speaking to a couple of locals. I think you're spot on. It's been well received. It's I know the hospitality packages have been flying, and they've got a good weather for it. So I'd say they're looking at an absolute bumper day up there.
Well, let's have a look at them. 10 races to get through. The first at 12.25 and with tab.com.au. Number 5, Murphy's Delight at $3.60. 6, The Little Engine at $5.50. 8, San Izzy at $10. 9, Cadell Triumph at $7. Down to 12, Dark Lonengar at $5. They're the main ones. So the favourite here, Dean, Murphy's Delight here for Chris Wommer at $3.70.
Yeah, he's got a good chance. He hasn't been winning, though. I think the Little Engine up to the 2300 might be suited, Andrew. His three runs in have all been pretty good, and I think he's well-placed today to beat Murphy's Delight, who should get a good run from the draw, gets the claim, and good speed on will suit. 12, Dark Lochnagar has been impressive in his past two wins. It looks as though he'll measure up again, and Master's Degree has got a big weight, but he'll be out and up on the speed. lead for a long way next best, but it looks a good race for the little engine. 6-5, 12-1.
I thought this was a terrific race with a lot of chances. I'm going a little bit differently. I'll go number 9, Cadell Triumph. Look, it should have walked in two starts ago in Adelaide. Just got in an awful spot the whole way. Went to Bendigo, had a horse just sit outside it and pester it the whole way there. The race wasn't run to suit. Got beaten by a pretty fair horse. I think finally the big field, promise of good tempo up front, it gets its chance to beat number 12, Dark Lochnagar, who was okay winning the maiden 2 runs ago and then just outstanding at Geelong. It just got stronger and stronger and won by a big space, was getting stronger on the line. Number 11, Flash of Heart, I thought wasn't given much hope last time. Thought he could improve for Kieran McAvoy. And fourth pick, number 7, Furpo, who's a handy stayer from the border. Been ridden forward recently, been a bit one-paced. I wouldn't be shocked to see it ridden quieter and go better. A race of chances, 9, 12, 11 and 7.
Race number 2 is for the mares over the 1,200. Number 1 counted at 10. 2, Christy Lee, 5. Along with 3, Vane Attraction at 5. 4, Dainstrom at 3. Number 6, Sweet Success at 11. 8, I Love It at $4.60. And Sent Me From the Stars, the bottom one, at $13. Dainstrom, the favourite here, Mark, at $3.
She's certainly been suited by the scratchings here, Dainstrom. I'll still go for number 3, Vane Attraction. I think she's really hitting her straps for Darren Weir now. Good win, 3 starts ago. Terrific at Caulfield. And then absolutely no luck at Flemington. Just kept running up the back of them. The scratchings have taken the speed out of the race, which makes it a bit harder. But I just think she can still run them down to beat number 4, Dainstrom, who looks now to be the only leader. Claim for Jackie Berryman going to be awfully hard to run down. Number 8, I Love It, was good at Caulfield, had no luck there. Hasn't been seen for a while, which is a query, but there has been good support. And fourth pick, number 10, Sent From the Stars, who I don't think can win, not quite up to them, but does get a lovely run from the gate and might run a place. 3, 4, 8 and 10.
Yeah, I'm pretty keen on Dainstrom, and as Mark said, the scratchings have worked out well for her. I think she comes across with Sweet Success, controls the race. I think she'll be hard to run down. Counted, I thought she ran pretty well first up, fitter, and should get a good run. Vane Attraction is going well, and she'll be hitting the line hard. And I'll put in Sweet Success because I think she'll be up on the speed as next best. I think you can make a place case for every runner in the field, but I'm pretty keen on Dainstrom. 4 to win from 1.36.
Race 3 is over the 1,400 metres at Ballarat. Number 1, Tax Evader at 10. 2, Beauty's Beast at 6. 3, Monopoly at 10. 6, Gracious Prospect, $3.60. Down to 10, Tiny's Legacy at 15. 11, Bond Rocket at 8. And 12, Magnus Effect at $3.20. And at that price, for Stephen Theodore is the favourite over Gracious Prospect at $3.60. Dean?
Yeah, I'm going with Gracious Prospect. I think he's come up really well. The win at Cranbourne was good. The run on Melbourne Cup Day, terrific. He makes his own luck. I think he's got a good chance from Tax Evader, who looks to have trialled up okay in preparation for this. 2 recent jump outs. Manopoly's flying. His 2 wins have been great this time in. And gets a claim here, which should be strong. And Bond Rocket, he's deep into a preparation, that's my little concern, but his run on Melbourne Cup Day was also very good and gets Dwayne Dunn, which is always a bonus. 6-1, 3-11.
I thought this was another hard race. Gone for a bit of value here with number 10, Tiny's Legacy. Had the 2 runs back, first up was no good. Second up at Flemington, just got dragged it way too far back, over race, but did hit the line well. Pretty fair horse when it's right and looks to be on the improve to beat number 12, Magnus Effect. Very good at the valley, just missed the start, which probably cost it the race. If it jumps here, it can find the front and take a stack of catching. Number 6, Gracious Prospect, is flying. It's going to get every possible chance to run of the race and will look the winner. And 4th pick, number 1, Tax Evader, as Dean said, has trialled up well at Caulfield and did run a good race fresh last time in. 10, 12, 6 and 1.
Dean and Mark, both to both of you here, we're on a reasonably new sort of portion of the track, aren't we, Dean, here at Ballarat? Not all of it was done, but am I right in saying that?
All of what we're racing on today has been done, Andrew, yeah.
Okay,
the
right.
We're not using the outer track, this is the inner, the smaller of the two tracks,
okay.
And it's all been done, yeah.
And just for people that may not have seen races since because they worked during the week, for example, the dip has gone there, hasn't it? Or
it's been evened out, yeah.
Yeah, it's changed the track a little bit, hasn't it?
It seems to have, yeah, and the one thing was that the rail true usually on this day. It was a dynamite leaders track, but so far it seems to have played not too badly.
Mm. All right, well, watch for that. Race four, the Magic... Sorry, Mark, did you have anything different to say there? I jumped.
No, I think Dino's covered it well, Andrew.
Righto. Race four, the Magic Millions three-year-old classic. Number one, I Am the General at 12. Two, Reigning Meteor at 3. Lock and Load and Betcher, numbers 3 and 4, both at $15. 5, Crinkle Cut at 9. 6, Mert the Flirt at 10. 7, I'm a Flying Star at 7. 9, Boundary, an $8 chance. And down to 12, Wild Rain for Mark Kavanagh at $9. Gee, there's a few in this race, Mark, in the market.
Yeah. Yeah, look, this should win, Andrew. Number 2, Reigning Meteor, just should win. Its last start down the straight is better than what these can do. All it's got to do is hold its form. It'll sit back midfield, peel to the outside, and it should be too good for them to beat number 6, Mert the Flirt. It's had a couple of jump outs. It'll go forward, sit on the speed, looks to have good ability. Then a couple down the bottom that can improve here. Number 11, Guaggio. Always trials well, hasn't yet delivered it on race day. Was given a soft recent trial. Wouldn't shock to see it run well. And number 12, Wild Rain, who's had one go and failed on a wet track, but shows terrific speed. Not sure how strong it will be, but it will give you a great sight there. 2 should win from 6, 11 and 12.
Yeah, very similar. I think Reigning Meteor clearly the one to beat on current form and the performance at Flemington last start. But I'm very wary of this first starter, Mert the Flirt. I think his trials have been terrific. Good time last time at Sandown and looks to go very well. 12 Wild Rain was impressive in a recent jump out and did hit a wet track at its only run. And I put 8 Yuka Star in as next best, another one resuming. But I think 2 and 6 the key runners here, 2, 6, 12 and 8.
So that price at $3 might read all right for Reigning Meteor at this stage.
I'd say so.
Okay, to race 5, the Eureka Stockade, a race worth $100,000. And with tab.com.au, number 2, Profit Share at 4, 3, Schaff at $5.50. Down to 5 Durandel at 12, 6 Nightcraft at 15, 8 We've Got This at $4.60, along with 11 Devon Princess, it's also at $4.60, and 12 Sabrella at $14. Dean, you got a fancy here?
Yeah, I like Profit Share, Andrew. I think he's a good price too. I thought his win first up was good, beating older horses and talented horses too, and I think out to 1400 should be okay, and I think he's the one to beat from Schaff, who's been racing well. His run on Cox Plate Day was solid. His win before that was good. 11 Devon Princess, who seems to get better the deeper she gets into a campaign, and was a good tough run last start, and that form's worked out okay. And Durandel, who was giving a little chance to on final day, and he nearly fell at about the 300 metre mark and was eased down. Hard to know what he was going to do, but he seemed to be travelling okay next best. But I think my best for the day, Profit Share, Andrew, 2, 3, 11, 5.
I'll just go for number 8 each way here, Andrew. We've got this. I thought this horse was a terrific debut winner. It boxed seated, but then just had a bit of trouble getting clear. Got forced back inside in the straight, and the horse who had momentum out wide is a pretty fair horse. We've Got This, still picked it up, had the ears pricked, didn't know what it was doing, but still got the job done. I think it's one of those Greg Urell improvers that will get a lovely run here and run well. To beat number 2, Profit Share, good first up, sure to have been targeted for this race and very hard to beat. 11 Devon Princess is just a tough little thing. It'll get a lovely run from the draw. And 4th pick, number 3, Schaff. Get a great run, just has to run the 1,400 metres. 8 each way from 2, 11 and 3.
To the $200,000 Magic Millions Clockwise Classic. This race, Dean and Mark, run in the Sydney direction or the Gold Coast. These horses hopefully make a Magic Millions in January. And Dean, they had a recent period of jump outs there?
Had a couple of them, Andrew, a couple of weeks apart. Unfortunately, this is the first year they haven't been able to video them for whatever reason, but okay. Which was a bit of a shame. But I have got the results there, and the first time, the first trial prompt return beat Old Trieste, and then they advanced to Flemington, and obviously they ran the Quinella in the Maribyrnong plate, and they finished well ahead of Captain Crackerjack. And in the second lot of trials on November 11, Atalanta Miss 1 beat Eclair, who scratched, and Captain Crackerjack was about 3 lengths behind Atalanta Miss.
Okay, so it's had a couple of cracks, has the Crackerjack.
Yeah, he has, and Atalanta Miss has as well. She finished behind Captain Crackerjack, but that was off her win in Adelaide.
Yep, okay. The market, number 1, Prompt Return at $1.90 for Danny O'Brien. Number 2, Old Trieste at 6. 3, Moral Outrage at 7. 4 Captain Crackerjack at 19, 5 Rise to Fame 31, 6 Atalanta Miss at $7.50, and 7 Carriages for Gay and Craig Williams at $6. So, Mark, set it up here. Prompt return $1.90 at this stage with Tab.
Yeah, it looks the winner, Andrew. It's not much of a race, really. Look, I think it's just got to hold its form to clearly be the one to beat. It went to Bendigo, won okay, but then showed a lot of improvement at Flemington. Doesn't meet a strong field here. I think it's the right price to beat number 7 Carriages, who showed pace in Sydney, got pressured for a lot of the trip and fought on well. It looks the danger for mine. Number 2 Old Trieste should park leaders back at every possible chance. And fourth pick, number 6 Atalanta Miss, who looked to beat a pretty average field in Adelaide. 1 to beat 7, 2 and 6.
Yeah, I'm with the Flemington Quinella of Prompt Return and Old Trieste, and I'll go with Prompt Return to beat Old Trieste. Carriages, I thought the Sydney run had merit, and I've put her in for third, and I've put in Atalanta Miss, who it mightn't have been much of a race on debut, but since had a couple of trials, so it might have been really targeted at this next best. 1, 2, 7 and 6.
To race number 7, this is over the 1,200 with Tab. Number 1, Henwood at $4.60. 2, Limes and 3, Pago Rock at 10. 5, Rebel Truce at 13. 6, Ventic at 15. 7, King Buddy at 17. 9, Mighty Like at 9. 10, Tildy Lad, $2.60. And 13, Written Intent at 14. Mark, you like this favourite here, Tildy Lad?
Yeah, look, I think it's the best for the day, Andrew. It's a good horse. It won well first up and then had a setback before that second up run and was just no match for Night Rocker, but that's outstanding form. I think the way this race sets up, that Ventic probably looks the leader. Tildy Lad should be able to just about stride forward and park second or third outside, control the race, and I think should win. I think the value danger is number 13, Written Intent, who was terrific at Geelong, went to Flemington, just sat four wide the whole way, did a fair job to finish ninth in the finish. It should get a lovely run here. Number 1, Henwood, got the blinkers off. He'll just need luck getting through the pack, but we're sure to be running on. And fourth pick, the leader, number 6, Ventic, who's a tough and honest thing, just finds it hard to win. Thought 10 was a good thing from 13, 1 and 6.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Henwood. I thought he was very good on Cox Plate Day and been kept fresh for this, scratched and from Flemington when the track firmed up. But I think he's well suited here to beat 7 King Buddy. I just thought it might be a target race for him on his home track, and I think he can run well fresh. 9 Mighty Like, likewise, thought he could run a bit of a race fresh, and 5 Rebel Truce, who is always good fresh, next best, and certainly be putting Tildy Lad in the quaddie. He's been very well found in the betting. 1, 7, 9 and 5.
Race number 8 is the big one, the Ballarat Cup at 20 minutes to 5, the latest with Tab. Number 1, Fat L, 21. 2, Tuscan Fire, $6. 4, Tambi at 61. 5, Hurdy Gurdy Man, 41. 6, Villanova, $8.50. 7, At First Sight at 9. 9, Havastan, 18, along with number 10, The Inventor. 11, Electric Fusion, 11. 12, Mujadale, 12. 13, Motivado, 16. 14, Spindabella, $4.80. 15, You Think So at 31. Rialia is at 101. 17, Waltzing to Win, 21. 18, Happy as Hell at $12. So looking at that, guys, yeah, it's a wide open betting race. What have we got? Spindabella, the favourite, at $4.80. Which way are you going, Dean? Firstly, how does it sort of set up with pace?
Oh, I think there'll be certainly enough speed, Andrew. I think Fat Al at 2,200, The Inventor, Mujadale, Tuscan Fire from Barrier 1 should get a great run. But, there'll be a few out wide that might take their chances and try and roll forward because there's a spot for them inside of midfield. So, open race. I don't have a firm opinion. I'm going for a bit of value with Electric Fusion. I just think his form at 2000 and beyond is where he's at his best, and he hasn't been there all preparation. He gets there today, so I'm limited confidence, but going 11 from 2 Tuscan Fire, I can't see how he won't get a good run. He's third up on his home track, and he should race very well. Mujadale did a good job to win the Ararat Cup, and once he hits form, he does hold it for a few runs. And Spindabella, who's been winning, this is harder, but I think she'll run well. But another load-up leg for the quality for me, Andrew. 11, 2, 12 and 14.
Yeah, stack of chances, I agree. I'll go number 12, Mujadale. Thought it was a good win last start. Go back to Flemington last year. Terrific winning that race there. go forward, just hope it doesn't get involved in a speed duel. Hard and fit should give you a great sight to beat number 2, Tuscan Fire, who should get a lovely run from barrier 1. Maybe just one run short last start. We'll certainly look the winner here. Number 14, Spindabella, coming off those the mare's races. This is harder, but she's a mare in form and on the improve. And at big odds, number 5, Hurdy Gurdy Man, just might be one run short, but he wasn't bad last time on the line, and he's certainly good enough when he's right. 12, 2, 14, and 5.
Righto. Now, we're going to play, obviously, a bit wider with the quaddies here, or hopefully we can with percentages these days. What's the others, Dean? What are a few of the others here we can include into the Ballarat Cup?
Well, I'd take one of the weir runners outside of the numbers I put in, whether it be Hurdy Gurdy Man or At First Sight. I thought the Inventor up on the speed might run a race, and Happy as Hell's the one that I haven't got just in my top four, but I thought he was next best. I think he'll get a great run from the draw.
All right, that's number 18. What about you, Mark?
Well, outside of my numbers, I'll be adding number 6, Villanova. I'll be adding number 7, At First Sight, and I'll be adding number 11, Electric Fusion.
Okay, so there are some helpful hints from our experts this morning with the Quaddy and the Ballarat Cup. Race 9 there at Ballarat, number 1, Eximius at $3.50, 2, Backstead at 6, 3, Freshwater Storm at 10, 4, Fulga at 11, 5, Our Hand of Faith at 5, 7, Zuma Rock at 9, Sen, number 10, Sadakwa at 5, and that's about it. Favourite is the toppy here, Eximius. Which way are you going here, Mark?
I'm going number 7, Andrew Zuma Rock. I back it just about every time it goes around, so I may as well join in again this campaign and lose some more.
the $1.20 you were tipping it to.
Well, it's bad runs are usually on wet tracks or when it's not ridden well, and it was ultra-consistent last campaign. I think the mile first up is perfect. It's had a jump out recently where it looked to go well, and it's got Chad Schofield on, so that won't hurt it. So Zuma Rock each way to beat number 2, Backstead, who improved well second up, looks to be the leader here, ready to win, will give you a great sight. Number 4, Fulga, doesn't win very often, but I thought jumped out quite well. And number 1, Eximius, who was terrific last start at Flemington, just had a lot of racing and has to run the mile, but has got the claim, and will certainly look the winner at some stage. 7, 2, 4 and 1.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Backstead. I just thought the improvement he made second up was terrific, and he's only got to hold that form now, and he often does, and I think he'll race really well and be hard to beat from 1, Eximius. Long way into a prep, and 1600's his upper limit, but he should just get a great run here, and I think he'll be very competitive. Our Hand of Faith was wide all the way last start, can be forgiven for that. And I thought Fulga trialled really well at Flemington, nice and sharp. He doesn't win very often, but he could run a race fresh. 2, 1, 5 and 4.
And we've all got favourites, Mark. Don't ever apologise for having favourites like Zuma Rock.
No, the only time I didn't back it is where you see that one in its form.
Testing the patience. It's a heartbreak horse at this stage. So let's start with a positive first up today.
Yeah. if I just had something on that day, it would probably be a bit more positive. But I'll get it back.
I'm not going to get him, Dean.
Look, he's very faithful to him, and I'll be putting him in the quaddy, don't worry, because I'm a bit of a fan too.
Understand. Righto, to the last at Ballarat, number 2, Human League at 7, number 3, Spashing Doubt also at 7, number 7, Corporate Takeover is at 7, 10, Miss Maggie Beale at $4, and then way down to 15, Tashbeer at $4. So, there's not a lot in the market. Most of them are sort of 17 and beyond, up to $61 here. Dean, what do you fancy in race 10?
Andrew, I'm going with Corporate Takeover. Sort of a bit of a challenge from the draw how he's going to get there, but I thought he was in the worst ground at Kyneton. Fitter, home track, I'm going to go with him, but with limited confidence from Smashing Doubt, who I thought a bit of a surprise role for him last start leading at 1800. I think he'll race handy, but I don't think he'll be leading here, and I think he'll run a better race. 10, Miss Maggie Beale getting a cheap run through along the inside should be competitive, and 15, Tashbay certainly improved as Mark suggested it would when ridden back last start and will be competitive again. 7, 3, 10 and 15.
Yeah, I'll go number 15, Tashbay. I thought it was good at Flemington. Obviously, the Petrology form's fantastic. Scratchings have taken a fair bit of pace out of the race, so from the gate shouldn't be too far away to beat number 7, Corporate Takeover. Not aided by the scratchings here. Probably has to go back and just need a fair bit to go right, but looks ready to fire. Number 3, Smashing Doubt. As Dean said, ridden too close the other day. Gets a great run here. And fourth pick, number 6, Jahan, at a bit of odds. I think it's a horse that will get better as the races get longer. It was a strong win last start and competitive again. 15, 7, 3 and 6.
Righto, so they're the 10 races from both the guys. Sounds like it's going to be a difficult quaddie to sort of, you know, there's going to be a few added, isn't there, along the way here, Dean?
Andrew, it certainly is a tough day for the quaddie. It'd be a percentage quaddie for me, that's for sure, a flexi. But I'll get the money out of profit share, hopefully, in race 5, number 2, to stake the quaddie.
Race 5, number 2 for you. And what about you, Mark?
I'll go race 4, number 2, Reigning Meteor, Andrew, and race 7, number 10, Tildy Lad.
Race 7, number 10, Tildy Lad. Thanks, Mark. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
Mark Hutter and Dean, you enjoy it. Plenty of winners, and we'll hear you, of course, on Monday at 9 o'clock with Punters Postmortem.
Will indeed, Andrew, and even a preview for Mornington tomorrow.
And Mornington tomorrow down in Victoria as well. We'll have that after 10:30 around, or a bit after 11 tomorrow. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester looking at Ballarat Cup Day, the first at 12:25. By the way, we're racing at Ballina today. Gary Cleese's sent me through a couple for you. Race 1, number 3, Little Miss Rocker, and race 3, number 5, Strike at Rich, who won first up for Matt Dunn and Matt Pageant. So for Gary Cleese, looking at Ballina here in New South Wales, race 1, number 3, Little Miss Rocker, and race 3, number 5, Strike at Rich, supporting New South Wales racing. This is Sky Sports Radio.
Hi punters, James Cummings here, home of racing.com.au, powered by the New South Wales Trainers Association, is the place to go for your carnival news, straight from the horse trainer's mouth.
Reports from respected journalist Craig Young, spring carnival updates, breeding news and Asian racing makes this website a must.
This carnival, check out homeofracing.com.au and stay ahead of the game.
homeofracing.com.au.
The latest on the traffic for Rizzy, Rail Industry Safety Induction.
To kickstart your career in rail, get your Rail Industry Safety Induction card at rizzy.com.au. That's RISI.com.au.
And no accidents or breakdowns on Sydney roads for your Saturday morning. There are roadworks at Strathfield to watch out for. Redmire Road between Royal Square and Margaret Street. The motorway's all looking good city-bound. Cabot's Aquadeck penetrates timber to nourish and protect against sun, rain and wear for more than twice as long as traditional decking oils. Care for your deck. Cabot's your deck. I'm Jo. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
How would you like to be in a gunslinging fight with the One to Follow boys? 6 tips for 5 winners and a second and 280% return. Wow, it's just like the gold rush in the Old West with these guys. Get their Super 6 now for just $10. Go to super6.com.au. It's that easy. Go to super6.com.au and start winning today. One to Follow. It's where Australia's best tipsters tip.
Saturday Tab Racing is at Ballina this weekend. Good cheer will be in abundance during Ballina's Christmas Parties Race Day, featuring the Movember Cup. Have a punt home and away, with the first local race just after 1, at Ballina today.
Racing HQ Saturday, brought to you by a Tab Place Multi. Add a little value to your racing multi with a fixed odds place leg today. Find out more at your local Tab or at tab.com.au.
23-10 it is on Racing HQ Saturday. Don't forget the big racing from Perth later on in the twilight time with the Railway, the Winterbottom, the Sky Racing, WA Guineas. You'll see it all on Sky Racing 1 with all the key information with Greg Radley, and we've got Glenn Munsey, Ian Lenton, who knows all the Perth form. That'll be on Sky Racing World, Foxtel Channel 521 from mid-afternoon our time. The big Carlton Draft Railway Stakes, and as I say, the Crown Perth Winterbottom are the two Group 1s there today. And we might even sneak something after 10 if we're going all right for time. We'll try and wake someone up over there. Bernadette Cooper's certainly awake looking at the Doomben form. Morning, Bernie.
Morning, Andrew. Nice to be joining you. Yes, I am terribly excited about Perth today. It's fantastic racing. We're fortunate in Brisbane, though. We've got a stakes race on also.
Yeah, you have, and we're sort of starting to loom and watch these two-year-olds, aren't we? Because we'll be just a matter of weeks from the Magic Millions.
Yeah, that's right. This is when they all start popping up all over the place. And I think, you know, in years gone by, perhaps people probably got them ready a little earlier, but it seems now they're really leaving it till December, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly reads that way. All right, let's have a look at it. Dead four, but an upgrade on the cards. Humidity high and warming up again, they tell us. So dead four at this stage with a Peno of 5.2. In the first, take out 3, 7, 9 and 14. And we've got a shorty in the first here, Bernie.
Yeah, a shorty, but it should be a special, shouldn't she? She's been pretty smart to date, having won both her starts. And obviously, she is a Magic Me in course, so Les Ross looking to have his first major chance in the race. I'm not even sure if he's had a runner in the race, actually. I'll ask him today. But certainly, this one looks that way bound. She's already won 132,000, so it's probably going to be enough to get her in, even if she didn't win today. But I think she will, and I'm not going to be one to get off her. So I've got her on top. I put four in as the danger, patronising. I sort of found the line quite nicely the other day, closed off good. Well, 10, which is Clateau. Blinker's gone today from the Natalie McCall stable. I thought it could improve on that fifth first up and 13, sorry, Pepperano. Pretty short in the market. This is the first starter from the Liam Birchley stable, 1, 4, 10, 13.
Frequently at about $1.45 with tab.com.au to win that first race. Race two here at 1.25, take out 9 and 10.
Yeah, I want to go with Jill here, Jillian Heinrich with Shiraz Attack. I mean, always a worry when it's their first, well, she's had one go at a mile, but it's the first go that she's really been in contention. The other run she had was in the gun tin, and she was on the end of a prep anyway, so she finished down the track. But certainly the way she finished off that 1350 here the other day, and Robbie Farrar just having a real field day with Jillian's horses at the moment. So I'm going to have another go at her. I do think Bush Aviator is the one to beat. I'm not convinced he's a real miler. I know he's won a mile race, but he seems to have a better turn of foot, really, when he's in a 13 or 1400. But, you know, sometimes you can sneak away with one, and that's what he's done. So I thought he looked well-placed with the claim there also. Four for third, Lord of Brunan. He's up in grade here, but I like the way he finished off with his first crack at the city. And just not convinced Doomben is ideal for him. Probably Eagle Farm would be far better, but it's out of action. And then I've gone the way of the five locked legend, so 8, 1, 4, 5.
To race number three over the 1110, take out number four.
I'm going to stick with the toppy here, Sporting Page. He's done absolutely nothing wrong. He's won 9 from 17. He's pushed button. He'll probably try and lead and try and hold on. He's run down last time out, but he led and won by about 3.5 prior to that at the Sunshine Coast. So he's missed a consistent. I'll stick with him. 3, 4 strings. I thought some chance. You've got horses from absolutely everywhere in this race, all over North Queensland. Down over the border, Taree, Toowoomba, all sorts. It's one of those classic no metro wins. 2 for 3rd, which will be Whitsunday Express, is second up, and 8, Pandora Charm, 1, 3, 2, 8.
Race number four, a no metro win, scratching here down the bottom, number 8 for Token.
Yeah, this one's a bit the same, actually. Look, tempted to put Daffanelf on top. But purely because of his Doomben record, I couldn't. But he is absolutely flying out there in North Queensland at the moment. So if he's ever going to win a city race, this could be it. But in saying that, I want to stick with Treat Me Like a Lady. She's been fantastic this preparation back. And even though she only won a Class 3 the other day, she's running, was it a Class 3? Yeah, it was. She's running good times. She's running one, breaking 110, 109, sort of 77. And her win at the Sunshine Coast was dominant. So she's not just falling in. She's being dominant, which is good to see for her city win, we hope. 7 for 3rd, Stella Craft. Come back from the spell, nice guy. Got a bit of respect for him. He's drawn nicely in 1. And then I went the way of 9, Harmonised Feeling from the Matty Dunn stable, 10-1-7-9.
Yeah, he gave us a good push, actually, earlier on this morning when we spoke to him. Those numbers in the fourth?
In the fourth, 10-1-7-9. Which 10. One gave you a good push, Andrew?
Matty Dunn with Harmonised Feeling. Mm. Yeah, yeah. 10-1-7-9 for Bernie in race four. Race five is over the 2200. Scratchings here, 6, 8 and 10.
Well, I've had 3 goes at this race, and I swear if I have another go, I could come up with something else. I've settled on the 4, Paragi. He's going to make his own luck and set up somewhere near the speed. He had a bad gate the other day and he still pressed forward. It was a beautiful ride, I will say that. I wonder whether Chris Munts had the option to ride Black Ninja here. Possibly not. They probably wanted to claim on him because he's got the 59.5. And then you've got a horse down in the weight here called El Deuce from the John Thompson stable, who was in Black Ninja's race the other day. And it was one of those races where they walk and Chris Munce made an executive decision and took off around the field in the back straight, and Al Deuce was stuck in on the fence and couldn't go anywhere till about the 300-metre mark. I know the margin was three lengths, but it really was an unfair margin. So I think he's got a great chance also, and two, Horus Dexter. So I've gone four to beat one, Black Ninja, 11 and 2.
4-1, 11 and 2 in race 5. Legs of the Quaddy at Doomben start with race number 6 and the scratchings here 4 and 10.
No, Seeking More's a class horse in the race, isn't he? So you have to pick him and you have to make him a special. He's drawn one. I'm pretty sure he's won twice, first up from three attempts. So last time he won at Doomben first up. He drew well on that occasion there also. I think he drew four. He led throughout. And look, he's just a shade off being a group horse, this guy. So I think you've got to respect him a lot here today. Six, Flying Riddle. They're riding him quiet now and he's really finding the line, this guy. Two, The Trail Boss, and then I went the way of three, Stormman. But I think he's a special in the top weight here, 1-6-2-3.
A bit of class there in a race like this one. Race 7 for the three-year-olds. A few out here. Scratchings are 9, 11, 15, and then the emergencies 17 and 19.
Yeah, funny race this one. I want to have a crack at Jaeger. Did you have Tony Gollan on this morning?
I didn't. In fact, I've just texted him and said, are you awake? I haven't had a reply because I don't know whether he's in Perth or he's actually in transit this morning.
Yes, I don't know either. But anyway, no. I'm going to sit with Jaeger here. He's got a couple of runners in this. He's got four, actually, so he's got a mortgage on this race. But Jaeger is the most amazing-looking horse you'll ever see. He's a great sort. And even though I know he won a mile race last preparation, he was placed over 11.10 at Doomben in his very first start in a race. So he charged home. He's beaten a nose, so another hop. He came from last. It was really exciting. So I'd say after that prep and spell and he's stronger and he's wiser, I think he can win today first up, so I'm going to have a go at him. Six for second, Lush Bell. Well, she's 3 for 3, so who am I to say that she's not going to be in this? Seven, Outback Saga. Good win the other day, and he's tough. I know he's drawn awkward, but he's tough. And Fire was in a roughie there from Gimpy, but he's done nothing wrong this time in the sky. So 2-6-7-4.
2-6-7-4. Race 8. This is the feature race of the day, the $100,000 Keep Now Quality over the 1,200. Scratching here is number 11.
Yeah, look, I'm going to stick with Love Rocks here, even though most people are pretty disappointed in his run at Sunshine Coast. But I know only too well how horses can come unstuck in little fields. And I know the general consensus was that Adebisi would take on Rocky King and Love Rocks would get a trail. So they actually came out with the intention to take a trail on Love Rocks. As it turns out, Adebisi didn't go up and challenge Rocky King, and Rocky King, he ran a track record. So how do you take any ground off a horse, a leader that runs a track record to start with? So I'm going to give him a total forgive. Today he's drawn beautifully in one or two. So he's going to find the fence straight away. Whether or not Rocket to Glory, you'll find that out when you talk to Tony, chooses to take him on. But certainly I think they'll be bouncing to be dominant, be really positive out of the gates here today. 10 for second, Into the Red. 5 for third, Someday. Resuming for Tony, that's interesting. And 9, Soros. Got good first up forms. 3, 10, 5 and 9.
Who trained Someday? Someday.
Yeah, well, Kelso Wood has always Kelso had that
did.
Horse.
Yeah,
exactly. And now Tony has it.
So he's all right, so 3, 10, 5 and 9 for Bernie in race number 8. And I was just going to get up on my screen here if I can, if there's a market there. Not at the moment. Tab are just working on that for race 8. So 3, 10, 5 and 9 in the Keep Now. And race 9, the last, you can take out 3, 7 and 16.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go with a favoured runner here, and that'll be Londa Hero. He's shown a lot of potential, this guy, and we're hoping he's back to his best. He's had two lovely runs in Class 6s back from his power. Today steps to 1350, which is only ever his second go at the 1350. He didn't do much at his only other one, but that was when he was a young horse. He's 4-year-old and much more mature now, and he's coming back off the bridle beautifully. Obviously, he's drawn a tricky gate. He will need luck, this horse. And tempo-wise in this race, I see a lot of horses that like to race sort of just behind the speed, but no real dead set leaders. But sometimes when that happens, there's a real push for the lead. So I'm banking that there's going to be that push and that he can get a bit of luck and slot in somewhere midfield, perhaps a tad worse, one off the fence. I put the danger in his bushy. He's a nice horse. He can be hit and miss, but he's a really nice horse on his day. The top weight, Southerly, and then I went the way of 4, Magic in Motion. But I think it's Lunder Hero's day today. 2-5-1-4.
2, 5, 1, and 4 in the last race, 9. And just some jockey changes, just in case you haven't got them. Race 7, number 16, is Chris Muntz. And then in the last, race 9, number 10, is also Chris Muntz. And the rider for number 13, Voodoo Blue Magic, is James Oram, who claims 3. I think they should be in the papers, but just in fact, some of our country listeners haven't got those. All right, Bernie, what's your best?
Oh, look, frequently at $1.50 if you're lucky is better than bank interest, but it should really just be a good thing. And Seeking More has to be a good thing. So they're both short. But they both should be winning.
Okay, so that's race 1, number 1, and race 6, number 1. The first hour time at 12:45, they tell me the humidity's starting to pick up there, is it?
Oh, it's shocking again today, yeah. It's going to be a hot day. A fantastic track here today on the dead 4. Obviously, we had 90-odd mils during the week, and it's what we need.
Did you survive it?
Yeah, well, actually, I was coming back from the Gold Coast, so I missed it. I got home, and it was just like torrential, but it did just pass. So, yeah, I missed it. But apparently the winds were horrendous. There's trees down everywhere. But, yeah, it was good.
Now, I've got Tony Gollan. I'm not too sure where he is, but you can, if you want to listen, you can. Otherwise, we'll put you back on hold, and we'll see you on the telly today.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Bernie Cooper looking at Doomben. Tony Gollan is joining us. Morning, Tony.
How are you, Andrew?
Very well. Now, are you in Perth?
I'm in Perth, yeah.
But you're awake.
I'm awake, yes. I was awake a lot earlier than this.
No, I thought you might be, but I thought, let's just wake him up if he's trying to sleep in anyway.
No, all good, mate. We've been to the track bright and early and had a canter around it, where I'm just back in our motel now.
Righto. What's the report on Elmer's Fury, just before we look at Brisbane? Elmer's Fury all good there for the railway?
Yeah, he's really good, mate. He's travelled over, hasn't missed a beat. He's in great shape.
Draw's going to be interesting for Michael Rodd.
Yeah, it's definitely not ideal, the barrier draw, that's for sure. It's a bit of a pain in the bum, but hopefully every horse will find their spot. If the cleaner goes quick enough up front, hopefully we can get across and find our spot up on speed.
Mate, today in Brisbane, I'm not too sure what the story is here, so I'm going in unknown, but you're the new trainer of Someday. You've got two in that race, Someday and Rocket to Glory.
Yeah, that's right. No, Someday I had a spell, and the owner gave me a call and asked me if I'd train him, and I jumped at the opportunity. He's obviously a talented horse. I don't really know the story behind it all, but yeah, it's great to have him in our stable. He's had a faultless prep, and it's a good starting point for him today.
And how about the other horse, Rocket to Glory, the way it's been racing of late?
Yeah, he's been really good. He's won 2 flyings this time in town. We went to the 1350 with him. He just couldn't quite get the trip out. We give him a week back out at Washpool to freshen him up, and he's bounced back from that really, really good. A lot of speed in this race today is his only biggest problem. He's an on-speed running horse, and just whether the tempo will be too hard for them up front today.
Well, there is a fair bit of pace in the race. Bernie was just talking about it. Even a horse like Someday in the past has been able to sit up on the pace. It's drawn off the track a little bit. How do you see Someday being ridden today?
I think Someday will be ridden forward, but I'd say he'll be somewhere around 5th or 6th, in my opinion. What I've seen of him in the jump outs and that, he certainly doesn't have the pace of horses like Rocket to Glory or Love Rocks. So I think they'll run along up in front, and we'll be 2 or 3 pairs back from them. Hopefully getting a nice run and nice and strong through the line.
They're both capable. I mean, you mentioned Rockin' the Glory with a query running it out with the pace that's in the race, but how do you summarise some day's chances?
Yeah, look, I think it's a good chance. It's definitely a starting point run. There's plenty of other these summer sprint series coming along. I wouldn't say we've got him at complete 100% fitness today, but he's certainly well enough to run well. He's had 2 jump outs. He's been solid to the line both occasions, and I'm very pleased with the condition he'll turn up to the track in today.
And, mate, I won't go through them all, but the other one that Bernie was talking about was Jaeger, who returns with Fixations, already had, 1 run back. But what about these two in the race before that, the 7th?
Yeah, we actually got 4 in that race.
Yeah.
Fixation had a start the other day, just complete forget. We put the blinkers on him today. A little bit concerned now. A bit of the pace has been scratched out of the race.
Yep.
So it just depends on the tempo for obviously horses like him and Jaeger. Jaeger's resuming. He's drawn okay, Jaeger. I'd say he'd be midfield, maybe a touch worse. Just needs a little bit of luck around Doomben, and at the 1200, probably as short as both horses want. They're probably looking for the races when they get out to the 1350 and maybe even a touch further.
Okay, and what about the other two in the race? You've got Tina Molina, who was pretty good there sitting on the pace at Doomben.
She was very good the other day. She's come a long way in one racing prep this filly, and she's really taken a big step from that as well. I initially was going to run her Ipswich on Friday, and you know, the way she seems to have come on and worked on Tuesday morning, we'd give her a chance in this grade. And I think she's drawn to get a lovely run up in the first four or five. And depending on the tempo of the race, she couldn't even be our leading chance in it.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting. And the other one is Frilly Curtain.
Yeah, drawn a little bit awkward. Barrier 10, she'd probably be midfieldish in the run. I thought her run was really good first up. The 1200 will suit her a lot better, but it depends what sort of luck she gets in running from the awkward draw.
So listening to you there, Tina Molina, we should not forget there, number 13.
Yeah, I wouldn't. She's just improved nicely as filly. She continues to improve, and you'd like to see this three-year-old do that. And I'd be surprised if she run bad today. I think she maps to get a pretty good run up on the speed. And she was strong through the line the other day, and she'll be just as strong today.
Mate, we thank you for taking the call. Good luck in a few hours' time over there in WA and with all your runners at Doomben today.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Tony Gollan joining us there from Perth, where, of course, Elmer's Fury lines up in the Carlton Draft Railway Stakes. How would you like to be in a gun-slinging fight with the one to follow, boys? Six tips for five winners and a second and a 280% return. Wow, it's like the gold rush. Get their Super 6 now for just $10. Go to super6.com.au. That's super6.com.au and start winning today.
Saturday Tab Racing is at Armidale this weekend. White Ribbon Race Day will feature plenty of family fun, including a live band. With 50% of the gate proceeds to the White Ribbon Foundation, one of the week's best bets just has to be racing at Armidale today.
An enormous guaranteed pool has landed. Today, there's a guaranteed $100,000 first four pool on the last at Royal Randwick. Plus, there's a $20,000 quaddy jackpot on Saturday night's Cordina Sprint Meeting at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. So get your mates together and have a crack at a first four at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Spoil your family this Christmas at Harvey Norman. Huge range of gift ideas for everyone you love. Take our Christmas payment option for 36 months interest-free. No deposit, zero interest with 36 equal monthly payments until November 2017. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $490. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store or online. Something for the family or for your home. Make Christmas shopping a breeze with this great payment option available now at Harvey Norman.
Go!
Tis the season to be racing. Christmas comes early at both Royal Randwick and Rose Hill Gardens with the thrill of live racing, plus a visit from Santa and so much more. Every other occasion over summer is all wrapped up with race days planned for those wanting to celebrate Boxing Day, New Year's Day, Australia Day, even Valentine's Day a little differently. View the lineup of Trackside Entertainment and purchase your Summer Super Saver ticket with $45 value for only $20 at theraces.com.au.
This is Sky Sports Radio, heard throughout New South Wales, including Brewarrina, 96.1 FM, Kempsey, 101.5 FM, Narrandra, 88 FM, and Lightning Ridge, 98.5 FM.
Been telling you this morning about the one to follow, boys. Last weekend, six tips for five winners and a second, and a 280% return. I started with that because it's just been unbelievable here in the last couple of months with the one to follow, boys. Get the Super 6 today. Cost you just $10. Go to super6.com.au. It's that easy. Get on the web this morning, super6.com.au, and start winning today.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. From December, thoroughbred track ratings will change. Heavy will become 8, 9 and 10. 10 being the heaviest category track and is heading towards saturation. Key racing information from Sky Sports Radio.
3 minutes to 10, time to look at Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. It's a dead four with a penetrometer of 5.4. Ray Fewings, good morning. How's the weather?
It's no good, Andrew. We've got right in the middle of a thunderstorm at the moment. Lightning, thunder, and been raining for the last couple of hours. I reckon we've had, I'm on the edge of the Barossa here.
Yep.
We've probably had getting on towards half an inch, I reckon, this morning.
All right. Well, while we're talking to you, we might give John Tanani, the track manager, a ring off air and to see what he's done there at the Parks track, given if they're getting rain in town. So we'll do that while we're talking, Ray.
I'm probably 30 or 40 K away from Morfordville, so it may be a different story there.
Yep.
But at the moment, we're working on a dead four, but at the very worst, I'd say dead five, if they've had the same amount of rain as what I've had.
All right, we'll follow that up. Let's have a look at the first at 1:42 our time, and the scratching's number seven.
Yeah, just before we do, real hot topic in Adelaide last week in the opening race, we had an odds-on favourite.
This was
the track with heavy shoes.
Yeah.
And they let it. They took the shoes off and let it run. A lot of controversy. People are saying it should have been a late scratching.
Yeah.
So if you back that one at odds on, you might have been a bit stiff.
Yeah, there was talk about that on Punter's Postmortem last Monday, that the suggestion is by many, including Dean and I, look, I don't want to put words in their mouth, but I think both Dean and Ron felt that the horse should have been scratched.
Yeah, should have been.
Yeah.
All right, in the first, I think Silent Whisper can win again. It's going to three in a row. Kenilworth Stable is absolutely flying. Still got the 3 kilo claim for Josh Cartwright, and this is a very winnable race. So one to win, be no fancy odds. For second, number six, Shizoso from the McAvoy Stable. It's had a recent hard hit out and probably need the run, but still capable of running a place. Number five, Panugo, ran a good honest race here last week in similar company, and four, Bokara Road. It's got a bit of dash, but one has got them covered here. One to beat six, five, and four.
Race number two, the toppy comes out, Rivers Lane, number one.
I think Chestnut Charlie's run at Flemington was still good enough. He was beaten, about three or four lengths at Flemington last outing in good company, and he gets in here with 53 kilos after the claim for Sigrid Carr. He's a pretty good trier, and I think he'll win from gate one. Number four, Ebony Rock, has been carrying huge weights in the country, beating